sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Welcome to the program. The second last round of AFLW season manufactured two superb matches by four top sides on Thursday and Friday evening. A thrilling draw between Essendon and Richmond has stalemated the A position on the ladder until next week's part two of the Indigenous Rounds results. The round started off Thursday night last week with Hawthorn defeating Melbourne by 6 points, and on Friday, North Melbourne beat the Adelaide Crows by 8 points in a thriller. Fremantle consolidated their position in the eighth with a 30-point victory over the Giants, while Port Adelaide secured their finals appearance by beating the Gold Coast by 34 points. Geelong rolled over the West Coast by 33 points, and the crucial draw between Essendon and Richmond opened the eighth spot on the AFLW ladder. Sunday's matches had some tight results as the Western Bulldogs ruined St Kilda's party of final footy by point as Carlton defeated Collingwood in a close encounter by 4 points, and Brisbane just smashed Sydney by 68 points. I am Vanessa Gatica and you are with the Multicultural AFLW Footy Show. Hello guys.
Hello. Hi, Vanessa.
Good evening, ladies.
George, what a round it was, with sides missing out on finals action through low percentage and facing dead rovers in this week's last home and away round.
Yes, there were some great games, some tight finishes, some low scoring games as well. But the round kicked off with the Hawks taking on the Diesels. It was a Thursday night game. And the Demons, unfortunately, their four-match winning streak comes to an end, which pretty much puts their season in jeopardy. They're sitting outside the eight, unfortunately. So it was the Hawks, 3 goals, 5-23 to 2-5-17, a narrow one-goal win. Kate Hoare and Gab Colvin were late withdrawals for the Demons, which really cost them. And Eliza West was at her best against her former team, so that rubbed salt into wound, Ella.
Yeah, absolutely. Close game, but, you know, as we predicted last week, that Hawthorn was definitely going to win this one. Was interesting because it was looking like Hawthorn was actually going to win with a bigger margin. You know, it was all the way through to the third quarter where Hawthorn had 23 points and Melbourne was only at 7 points. But surprisingly, that was it for Hawthorn, and they just didn't score at all anything in the final quarter.
Yeah, and there were Eliza West, Emily Bates and Lucas Todd who won the ball a lot that night. And the highlight of the game was a Matthias Breed Specky. That was probably the mark of the season for AFLW competition. Yeah, Hawthorn did really well. And Melbourne, like you mentioned, were were under the injury cloud and drifting away from the top eight. Mm. And yeah, we'll see how they go this season with the last round.
Jasmine Fleming kicking a Volta goal for the Hawks as well. But then the following game was the Crews taking on the Roos. Crows, very inaccurate kicking, so they'll be disappointed. They had a chance to win this match. They could have secured a top four spot. Jasmine Garner again starring for the Roos, 27 disposals, plus a couple of goals. Ash Rudell with 25 disposals. So the Roos just continuing in fine form, top of the ladder. So premiership favourites at this stage, Ella Rose.
Yeah. Also, point to Ebony Marinoff, who's continued a strong season for the Crows, even though they didn't win, unfortunately, you know, with 25 disposals and 16 tackles. Danielle Ponta had 3 goals and 2 behinds. Both such strong teams, I agree. You know, it was definitely one of those games, for sure, where the Crows paid for missing the chances that they had, and it's pushed them back. So just a little bit down the ladder.
Yeah, it was the game I was looking forward to. And George, like you mentioned, it was the efficiency inside 50 which had the edge for Roos over Crows. But yeah, other than that, Adelaide Crows were winning most of the stats. That's where they need to work on inside 50 efficiency, George.
Well, yeah, they kicked 4 goals nice, so that shows you how inaccurate they were. Following match was the Giants taking on the Dockers. The Dockers securing a place in the eight, so a great win for them on the road. Aisling McCarthy set the game alight with 2 goals in the first quarter, kicked 3 goals for the game. So terrific individual performance by her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, well played by Fremantle. Increased them up the ladder from 6th to 5th, which was good. And the, you know, how about the Giants getting penalised for having an extra team member on the on the ground?
Yeah, I think that gave more confidence to Frio in the first quarter itself, and that the free kick actually McCarthy got, and she put another goal on the scoreboard, like you said. But that was really a funny incident that cost them.
Very unprofessional, though.
A goal, yeah. It is a free kick with 50-metre penalty, right?
So that's right.
Yeah.
Well, the next game, it was the Suns taking on Port Adelaide. Port registering a 5th win in a row, which is a fantastic performance in this really tight competition. They're on the verge of playing in their first AFLW's final. So a great achievement by them. Gemma Horton, 2 goals. Port led at every change, so it was just a commanding win for them.
Yes, that's right. Also, just like to note that, you know, Gemma is a proud Wirringa Bundi woman. So it was exciting to see her, you know, kick 2 goals during the Indigenous round. Jerry Miller, also in her AFL debut, kicked the first and the last score of the game, which was interesting to see.
Yeah, it is. And Port Adelaide, they have changed their game style recently. It seems their forwards are really connecting well to each other. Gemma to Joe Miller, everyone is doing really well in front of the goal. Kirsty Lamb played her 17th with 1 goal and 750th game, sorry, with 1 goal and 16 disposals, 5 score involvement. So she was very phenomenal. Huge credit the way Port Adelaide has been playing and definitely looking at the finals at this point.
Yeah, the Suns, their performance was soured further by the injury to Daisy Darcy. So just when she was imposing herself on the contest, bad injury to her. And Eagles taking on the Cats, and the Cats recording a great win. Superb 6-goal performance by Aisling Maloney. So keeps their faint finals hopes alive. So a bag for her. So great performance all round.
Yeah, she's just the 4th player also in the AFLW, in AFLW history, I should say, to kick 6 or more goals in a game. So that was exciting. West Coast wasn't doing too bad in the first half, but, you know, the Cats really came and dominated the second half.
Yeah, they did, and it was a great performance by Geelong Cats. But the game I want to talk about is Essendon versus Richmond George, the Dreamtime history, in first time in the history of AFLW competition, and we couldn't have asked for a better game. What a draw it was, a tight contest. I want to talk about the fourth final quarter, especially when Richmond had 2 free kicks when the score was level, and they could use it, especially from a tight angle. That should have been a kick deep inside their goal square, which she, McKenzie, which she missed it, and they could not put anything on the scoreboard.
Yeah, the Tigers threw the kitchen sink in those final moments, but they've at least locked a spot in the top 8.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a very, very electric game to the last 75 seconds when the, you know, Katie Brennan...
Yes.
had her, you know, the score the behind.
Yep. She socketed off the ground, Lionel Messi style.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. And we'll be back after the break with more AFLW reviews and previews. See you on the other side. Welcome back to the program. We continue with the AFLW Home and Away Round 9. Rajbir, take us through the rest of the Round 9 results.
Sure, Vanessa, with Bulldogs versus St Kilda, I think Bulldogs are doing really well with losing 4 players during the trade in 2023 with the likes of Selena Moody, Gabby Newton. I think Bulldogs are doing really well and without playing Ellie Blackburn. So a huge win against St Kilda. They were just not ready to give in with, you know, 1 behind in the first quarter. But then it was Dana Berry's goal, which she picked up from one of the stoppages. And that was a huge booster, kicking from such a tight angle for the Bulldogs. And 2 goals and 4 behinds in the third quarter, they leveled it all up. And then another tight contest in the final quarter. Scores were one more time were leveled, and it was Hedy Woodley's behind, which gave Bulldogs one point, and that's all they needed to have the win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was surprised, I have to say. I thought that was it for the Bulldogs. I thought, you know, their win last week was a one-hit wonder. But, you know, it was a great game. And to see, you know, the Bulldogs, a team that was at the bottom and has had so many losses through the season, beat St Kilda, the team that was leading the board at the beginning of the season, you know, it was a bit of a surprise. But I think it's a great way for them to end the season.
Yeah, good call, Ali. Deanne Fitzgerald starring for the Dogs in her 50th game, which is a great milestone. 26 disposals, 6 clearances and a goal for the Dogs, which was very, very timely. So the Saints, very disappointing for them. That's 6 losses out of their last 7 games, end of the season. So a shame for them to lose in that fashion.
Yeah, George, and another tight contest we have had at the Victoria Park between Collingwood versus Carlton. Carlton had the lead until the main break, but then a couple of goals from the likes of Mikala Ken and Lauren Butler. Carlton had a lead, but then it was Carlton's... Collingwood had a lead, but it was Carlton's Diana Finn with some assist from Celine Moody. She put up a great goal in the last quarter, and that's all they needed to snatch this win against Collingwood.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was the first time Collingwood has beat Carlton in over 5 years in the AFLW. Close match. Carlton really had to hold on in the dying minutes of the game.
Yeah, look, the Pies, to their credit, made a game of it. They came back from 15 points down to regain the lead, but the Blues steadied. It was a match that pride was at stake, so credit to both teams. They put on a fantastic contest.
Yeah, George, and the last game of the round we had was in Brisbane versus Sydney Swans, and beating Swans by 68 points, what a huge win it is. It was for Brisbane Lions. They not only ensured their double chance for the finals, but they also keeping themselves in the race for that McLennan $1 million trophy prize.
Yes.
Swans, who started really well this season, and I was very happy for them, but now this is probably their 6th straight loss, something they need to look at once the season is over, and they're looking at a long summer this season.
Yeah, I mean, the Swans also had a great start in the game with Bella Smith opening and kicking the first goal. And straight after that, though, Taylor Smith had, you know, the next goal for the Lions. So, you know, and then Taylor Smith kicked 3 goals to move, you know, to 19th for the season. The Swans put up a good defence in the first quarter, but Brisbane was quite relentless and just powered through the game.
Yeah, Isabel Dawes contributing 2 goals, started with 22 disposals. But with that win, the Lions regained top spot after the Hawks temporarily headed the ladder.
Thank you for your thoughts. I'm previewing this week's opening 2 matches that have a potential of going down to the wire. Will Geelong deny Adelaide a double chance final? And though the Magpies escape the wooden spoon with a win over Melbourne? What are your thoughts on those 2 matches, George?
Well, I think Adelaide will lock in a top 4 spot. Too much to play for. Geelong recorded a great win last week, but Adelaide, a lot to play for, Ella Rose.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. I think, you know, Adelaide is a stronger team, no doubt. Geelong did play really well last week, but, you know, I think Adelaide's going to have this one.
Geelong has been playing very well the last couple of rounds, but, yeah, history speaks also in favour of Adelaide Crows. All 4 wins the last time they met is in favour of Crows. I think Adelaide Crows have much more experienced players as compared to Geelong Cats, so Crows for me too.
And the Cats, of course, they're the hosts. They've been very, very strong on their home turf. They're not going to lie down at all. They're going to make this really, really tough for their opponents. But turning our attention to the other clash, Melbourne versus Collingwood, Melbourne's finals hopes hanging by a thread. They're half a game outside the 8 and only 75.1% in the 4 column. So low scores from them. They're probably going to miss out, I would imagine, but they will defeat Collingwood. They need to thrash them and hope obviously all of the other games fall in their favour.
Yeah, I actually think Melbourne's going to really put in the work for this one. I mean, it's so close for them to be in the top 8. So I reckon all the teams are going to come with their best foot forward. What do you think?
I agree, Ali. I think they will put everything they have to have this win. But then result depends on other matches too, like you said, George. But I wouldn't be surprised if Collingwood actually upset them. They did not play very you know, I mean, it wasn't a very bad performance from Collingwood either last week. So I think we are looking at a tight contest.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, when you look at it, though, Melbourne has been playing pretty well in the last few weeks. Yeah. Like, you know, last week, not so great. But you look at the games before that, I think they might actually come through with this one.
Yeah, look, as I touched on, it's that low percentage that will hurt them. And Collingwood, as you touched on, Raj Beer, will take heart from that great performance against the Blues. Ultimately fell short, but they'll serve it up to the Demons.
Thank you, guys. We will be back with more previews for this week's last round of the season after this break, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the longest-running multicultural AFL footy program in Australia. Rashbir, please start the previews on this week's matches.
Oh, yes, Vanessa. I think the last round of the home and away season for the AFLW and second Indigenous round, we are it's on Saturday night. We have Sydney Swans versus West Coast Eagles taking on at Eagles at at Hanson Park Stadium, a home ground for Swans. The love, the kind of love they get from their fans give them the advantage. But I think Daisy Pierce's team is looking stronger, much stronger than the Swans. I will probably go for West Coast Eagles, Ellie.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with West Coast Eagles as well. I think it's going to be an interesting one. Might be actually quite close.
It could be.
Yeah, I reckon it will be a close call.
Both sides are out of the eight. They're just playing for pride. And I hope all of the Greeks in Marrickville get out to the game, to Hanson Park.
Yeah. And North Melbourne versus Gold Coast Suns. Easy win for North Melbourne. I don't think so. They even need to look at the percentage now, unless they change their game plans to try something new or let their experienced player rest for the finals. But otherwise, other than that, easy win for North Melbourne.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. If I was the captain, if I was the coach, I would make sure that my good players are well rested for the finals. However, definitely it's going to be a big win for North Melbourne, and I think it's going to be a pretty big margin as well.
Yeah, well, they're looking to lock in top spot. They can afford to rest a few players. No disrespect to Gold Coast, but they haven't performed well at all this season. So not that North Melbourne will take it easy, but an opportunity to rest their key players. Maybe Jasmine Garner gets a rest.
Yeah, well said, George. And Carlton taking on Essendon at Icon Park. It's a must win for Essendon to be in the top eight, which have been consistent with the performance the last couple of weeks. Carlton, on the other hand, I don't think so. They are going to give it an easy run for Essendon. So they will need to work hard to have the win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Essendon will get it. Again, you know, like Melbourne, I think they're going to have to really put in a lot of work to make sure, because a lot is riding on them making the top eight.
I'm going to tip Essendon. I think, again, too much at stake, so they'll be fired up for this match.
And then St Kilda taking on Brisbane. St Kilda's season is over. I think they will be playing this for the pride only. And Brisbane Lions, on the other hand, they need to win this one to keep their double chances, you know, up for the finals. Ali.
Yeah, I think definitely the Brisbane Lions are going to win this one. I've been the biggest fan of the Brisbane Lions all season. But yeah, they're not doing too bad, but it would be good if they could just increase their margin a bit.
Yeah, Rajbir, you touched on the McClellan Trophy, which is awarded to the best performing AFL men's and women's team, $1 million at stake. Expect the Brisbane Lions to go for it.
Oh, great point, George. Yeah, go Brisbane Lions with that one. Richmond were taking on Hawthorn at Swinburne Centre. Another one must win for Richmond to, you know, they actually can have the, you know, double chance if they win this one with a huge margin. And Hawthorn is probably will be finishing at ladder two. And another point at the back of what you said, George, the $1 million trophy prize. So, yeah, so I think it will be a very interesting clash between the two teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Hawthorn, I'm pretty sure, is going to win this one. They are a pretty strong team. But again, Richmond hanging in there, they're going to really have to put in the work because it's another team, again, that has a lot riding on it to be able to hold their spot.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot at stake for the Hawks. It's been a fantastic season for them. They'll be looking to finish the home and away season with another good win. So I will tip the Hawks in a narrow win, 5 points.
Oh, that's close. Yeah, we'll see. Port Adelaide versus GWS Giants. It's Port Adelaide's home ground. They have the advantage, and the way they have been playing the last couple of rounds has really been a game changer for them. Like, I think it's the forward. They have been putting up a really good show. But GWS Giants can have an upset. They can surprise their opponent. Can that happen this season, the last round? That's questionable, but I think Port Adelaide probably will be putting up a good fight to have this win.
Yeah, I highly doubt GWS is going to cause an upset with this one. I think Port Adelaide is definitely a much stronger team. And also, you know, compared to what GWS has to on offer, I mean, they're no longer in the top eight. They're not going to make the finals. So, you know, they might be a bit more relaxed. Who knows?
You look, exciting times for Port Adelaide. They've secured their place in the eight for the first time in their history. So that's a magnificent achievement. They surely will be too strong.
Yeah. So the other one between the top eight and not outside the top eight is Fremantle versus Western Bulldogs. Now, Western Bulldogs have been doing really well, you know, under their new coach as a young team. I think they will put up a good show, but Fremantle on their home ground could be too strong for the Bulldogs, and they probably will be under pressure to face the Irish players this time of the season Fremantle have and the way they have been playing.
I think I agree. I mean, I think that, you know, Fremantle is definitely going to have this one. You know, the Bulldogs have been really struggling all season, and, you know, they did have the last two wins, but I don't think that, you know, as much as the team seems to be coming together, I don't think that they're going to win this. I mean, they're at the bottom of the ladder. They don't have a lot riding on them compared to Fremantle.
Look, Fremantle, looking at the ladder, they're in fifth place on 28 points. They'll be praying that Geelong upset Adelaide and sneak into the top four. So this is a massive game for Freo, and they should be too strong.
Yeah.
I think massive round for a few teams, the last one of the home and away season, and we are looking at a very interesting round.
Thank you, guys. Our live NEMBC AFLW match broadcast this week is in the Punjabi language and comes from the Icon Park at 7:15 Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday, November 2nd, Carlton against Essendon with award-winning TV footy panel personality Javier Sinkang and TV panelist Rashvir Guman live on the AFL app. Which brings me to my tip selections for this week. I'm going for Geelong, Melbourne, Sydney, North Melbourne, Carlton, Brisbane Lions, Hawks, Port Adelaide and Fremantle. Rajveer, please, can you say some words in Punjabi?
Absolutely, Vanessa. Sat Sri Akaal, pyare darshakano, tusi sanu sun sakde ho. Carlton ate Essendon di live commentary Punjabi, which download karo AFL Live app apne app store to, ya fir jao afl.com.au te aur match center te jaake NEMBC Punjabi Radio Dial te click karna hai. Tohanu milange assi shaniwar 7:15 baje Australia de time de hisab na.
Thank you. Well, that is all we have for this week. You can also watch us in Adelaide on Channel 44 Friday evenings and online at CTV Plus. You are listening to this podcast on the Community Radio Network. The AFL Diversity News in 9 languages will resume with next year's AFL season. I am Vanessa Gatica.
I'm Rajbir.
I'm Ella Rochanel.
And I'm George Gracias.
Thank you for being with us, and we shall see you next week with more reviews and previews from the AFLW competition.